Rabbi Yisai, today's daf is daf Ayin Vav, and we're holding on the fifth line from the top of the Amud, and we're continuing to talk about the Inyan of the Mon. And the Gemara tells us a story. Shalu Talmidav Esrib Shimon Men Yechoi. The Talmidav Shimon Yechoi asked him, why did Mon come every single day? Why didn't the Kodesh Baruch Hu bring down Mon once a year? So what type of Havaman is it? Why should it be one once a year? Because just like if we want to go and manufacture bread, if we were farmers, how often is there a crop of tevua, of harvest? Once a year there's a harvest. Some fields are two times a year, depending on the climate. But normally there's a harvest once a year, around Pesach time, and then you go and use that for flour for the whole year until next year, and then you have a problem with Chodesh and Yoshan.
But you don't turn it into bread in one shot.
100%. But Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't go and have a harvest every day of the year. You have one harvest time, and that's when you collect together all of your wheat, and then you use it throughout the year.
It doesn't spoil. It can stay for a whole year too.
Exactly. So the same thing with Mon. Kodesh Baruch Hu could have given them Mon in the middle of March and say, hold on to it for a year, and I'll give you Mon again a year later. I'll give you a marshal. The Melech Busvadam, Sheishli Ben Echad. He had one son. He gave him a big check once a year, and he said, here, take the check and gay lay my leben. And guess what happened? Once a year he came to visit his father. He said, ah, oh, tata, ay, 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 ay. He gave him the check, he gave him a kiss, and he didn't see him for another year. He said, you know what? Come every day, I'll give you a wage. I'll go and give you an allowance. And guess what happened? Every day he used to come. Someone who had a whole family, after all, as we know, the mon only lasted a day. If you left it overnight, it would spoil. Person who had a whole family, he said, oy, 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 was it zayin? Maybe there won't be mon tomorrow. Everybody would die in hunger. Every single day and every single night, they had tilim assemblies. And Baruch Hashem, there was mon every day. And that's pshat number one. In other words, Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted that everybody should go and daven every day. Kadosh Baruch Hu specially gave them the bread, the mon, when it was still fresh. Who would like to go and eat old challah from a year ago? Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give the mon when it was still fresh and warm, amachaya, and that's why they got it every single day.
Oh, this is more
a very good answer. Dover Achim ne Masi Aderach. If you're going to go and schlep so much mon, if I can't see
it.
The boy says, "Look, the Ben Yehoyad Agivaldi Gezach." The Gemara says three reasons why. Number one, Lachaben es libam l'shamoyim late. Second reason, it should be cham. Third reason is masui haderech. Shteitachem pasuk vayamte lehem lechem min hashamoyim. The Kodesh Baruch Hu sent down lechem. Lechem is Rosh Tevis. Lamed is libam. Ches is cham. Mem is Masui Haderech. That's why Kodesh Baruch Hu gave it every single day. It's mamash gewaldig. Ben Yoyod is Octus. Ah! Ausgewählich. So the Mariette Weite Kvar here of Tarfid, Rabbi Shmuel, who's the Kenim Yoshua, who is the parish of Hamon. The Tarfid, Rabbi Shmuel, is Kenim, are learning the parish of Hamon, but your Rebbe, a loser Hamoidi, Yoshua Benen. The Blozer Medor was there and he was learning together with them. Nenner Blozer Medor, the Omar, Monshir, Lem Yisrael, Hoye Gavoya, Shishim Amma. Can you imagine? The piles of mon piled up 60 amas. That's the equivalent of 120 feet. Five-story building, I don't know. Tall, tall, shee! Amalei Reb Tarfin, Maidui. He didn't even call him Reb Luzah Maidui. Maidui. And Musi Ate Megavev Dvarim Amevi Aleinu. Since when do you collect together as Al-Khamas Alach and you bring it to us? The word Megavev is a rare term that you find in Chazal. It means like a koishish kash. To go and bring together straw, when you bring it together, it's called gevava, piles. But here it has a negative, a pejorative type of connotation. What he's saying is, and you're putting together a whole bunch of junk. How do you get together such a thing? Where did you get this from? Full status in the Torah, 60 amos high. So therefore, he was kind of upset at him. Where do you get this from? Amaloi says, "Zok yetsu blaz amidoy tzirab tarfin Rabbi mikro ani doyrish." I bring your raya from the marble. Full status by the marble. Chamesh esrei am mamale govra moyim by yichuse haharim. It says that the water of the marble went so high, 15 amos high, and it covered over the mountains. Now, this pasuk alone, Chamesh Esrei Amma, doesn't really give you an. Is the water hot? Why? Because I don't know if anybody turned it on this morning. It's hot. Okay, so it's hot. It's good. Fine. Azuk is always good. The question is, where do you get this Chamesh Esrei Amma? Sigmor of Reitach yet. Poshib Shat in the pasuk, Chamesh Esrei Amma Melmale Govra Moyim means if you walked outside, that you saw that the water was 15 amos above the ground. But besides, you know, the topography was such like it is today. The world is not level. You got mountains, you have valleys, you have plains. So what does it mean 15 amos high? Are you telling me that the water was 15 amos high in the valley? Chamesh amos b'afela, b'shvela. On the plains it was 15 amos high. Chamesh esrei behorim. When it came to the mountains, 15 amos. In other words, are you saying that the water was exactly like our topography? That if you're going, you see a mountain in front of you. Where you're standing, the water is 15 amos high. You go on top of the mountain, the water is at 15 amos high. In other words, the water keeps on sloping like the world. That wherever the world is, add always 15 amos to wherever you are. Does that make sense? V'chimaya shuri shuri kaimi. Are you saying that the waters are like standing in steps, in levels? That over here, in this level, where we're here on solid ground, 15 amos high. When you climb up to the mountain, over there is also 15 amos high. So how does the water jump up like that to get 15 amos higher than the mountain?
Is it really important? I mean, it sounds like he's making something complicated that was just a statement.
No, he's trying to understand the pshat in the pasuk. The pasuk says that the water was 15 amos high. It doesn't say higher than what. So assuming wherever I'm standing, it's 15 amos higher than I am. So if I'm here, 15 amos high. If I go up to the top of the Empire State Building, I find that the water's over there is also 15 amos high. So it means that from down below till up there, somehow the water sloped up all the way to get to 15 amos higher than the Empire State Building. So that doesn't seem to make a lot of sense. Can you imagine a ship trying to go and sail, the Teva trying to sail through this water? So when it's over here, it's 15 amos higher. But then if it has to go over the Empire State Building, it has to kind of climb over on an escalator to get over the building. So how does that go? Alice says, I'll explain to you. Nivku kolmainois tohim rabba. All of the subterranean wells and springs opened up. Adav shumaya bahadi turi. Until the water got so high that it was level with the highest mountain. So therefore, down below, the water wasn't 15 amos. From here, the water was 1,000 amos because it was as high as the tallest mountain. The harder, and it add an addition to that, chamesh esrei amil mala govra amayim. So therefore, the answer to the pasuk is that the water at its highest level was 15 amos higher than the highest possible mountain in the world. So therefore, if you're living down in the valley, the water might have been 5 miles high. If you're at the top of Mount Everest, it was 15 amos above the mountain, at the top of the highest mountain. So now says the Gemara, that's shot by the Mabel. Which Mida is greater? Mida Toiva or Mida Spurunias? We all know Midas Toiva. Havi Oimer Mida Toiva. How do I know that Mida Toiva is greater than Mida Spurunias? So Rashi brings from the famous Chazal, because if Kodesh Baruch Hu wants to go and pay someone, it says, Noitzer Chesed La'alofim. La'alofim. La'alofim, how much is La'alofim? Like La'alpayim, at least 2,000. At least 2,000. But Midas Perunius, it says, and Kodesh Baruch Hu is Meshalim L'soinav until Ad Shileshim V'Ad Ribeyim L'soinai. Shileshim Ribeyim means the third or fourth generation. Here we're talking about La'alofim to 2,000 generations, and here you're talking about until the fourth generation. So you see that the Midah Toiv is greater than Midah Ro'ah up to 500 times. So if you do a chesed today, HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers it for the next 2,000 2,000 generations. For your children, Einiklach, 2,000 generations. But if you do something bad, Kadosh Baruch only remembers up to the fourth generation. So you see, the Midah Toiv is much greater than Midah's Peruniyos. When the waters came down at the times of the Mabul, it came out of the Arubais HaShemayim. Arubais means like the windows of heaven. All the windows opened up, and all the water started pouring down. It's by Midah Toiv, by Midah Toiv it says, Vayitzav Shchokim Imal, V'daltzei Shemayim Pasach. Here he didn't open up windows, he opened up doors so that the water should pour out. V'yamter Lehem Mon Lechol, so that the Mon would come out, V'dgan Shemayim Nosan Lomay. So now, by the Mabul it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the windows, and all the rain came down. But by the Mon it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened up the Daltzeis, the doors, and all the Mon came down. Kama Arubais Yesh Bedeles, in terms of quantity, how many windows fit into an average deles? Says Imara Arba. I guess the average window is 2 feet, and the average door is Lamashal 8 feet, so you can fit 4 windows in 1 door. Aha. And you have Arba Arba, you have after all 2 daltzeis. It says Daltzei Shemaim, so therefore there are 2 of them. So if 2 times 4 is Harikan Shmoina, you have 8. But him to munch, Yerlam Yisrael Gavoy Shishim Amma. And say for the mon that came down, it was standing on 60 Amas. How do you get 60 Amas? Till now we say by the Mabul it was 15 Amas, but now you're saying it's 8 times as much, because you're saying 2 daltzeis is 8. So 8 times 15, it comes out like 120 dachzachmir. So how do you get to 60? So Rashi explains, because in the case of the Mabul, it says, Arubois HaShemayim. Arubois means that there were 2 windows. 2 windows. And 2 doors, how many windows do you have? You have 8 windows. 8 to 2 is a proportion of 4 to 1. So therefore, if in the 2 windows you had 15 amois, multiply it by 4 to get to the 8 windows, so if you get to 60 amois. And from this we know that the mon was 60 amois tall from the ground. You don't like this? You don't
like this?
Okay, it's fine. Let's go look quickly at the Rashi. Look at the Rashi in the middle of the Omid.
It's fine, you can't comment. Sometimes it's brevity, sometimes it's like.
Okay, let's look at the middle of the Omid quickly. You see the middle of Rashi. Midas Perunius, who oim of Arubi Sashemayim. You have the middle of the Rashi.
Yeah.
Lo Yorad Mabel Eladeh Shterubis only came out through 2 windows. Umidah Toivo oim of Dalce Shemayim Pasach. Vetana, and we learned in the Brisa, Kama Arubis Yesh Be'oirech Teles. How many windows do you have in the length of a door? Arba. 4. Har Lebeis Delosis, if you have 2 doors, you have Ches Arubis. You have 8 windows. V'yachreishishtei arubais. 2 windows. Hayridugsham goiva tesvavamo. From 2 windows you had 15 amois. 8 arubais, which is 4 times as much. Hayriduman shishem amois. Why? Shari amres midatoyva meruba amiris peronius. Koshkin shein mumetzes emenem. Here we're not even adding. We're just saying it's the same proportion. Avada and avada, it should even be greater, says Reb Blazer Maidoy. But fine, I saw that you were upset, Reb Tarfin, so I kept it to the minimum of shishem amma. Abla b'cholapach shishem amma. Tanya. Tanya, state in the Braisa. Isi ben Yehuda, we're onto the first wide line on the bottom. Tana Isi ben Yehuda, Oymen Monchi Erlem Yisrael, Hayim Mizgaber Ve'oyle, Atchiroin Oysi Kol Malchei Mizrach Marav. You thought Reb Blazer Maidoy is something special of 60 Amois. The Gemara is saying is that the Mon was so high that you could see it from the east and from the west, far, far away. Kol Malchei Mizrach Marav. How do I know Shenemar? Tarach Lefonei Shulchan Neged Tzoyrei, all my Tzoyrim, all my enemies, they were able to see it from Mizrach and Marav. In Tzofim Miyom, they saw the Mon all the way up. Hayim Eskavav Oilat Shroyim, they said, Kol Malchei Mizrach Marav. Okay. That's the end of the shtickle. We're going to come back to this in a moment. But after that, after Torah Lefonei Shulchan Neged Tzoyrei, Dishan Lejim Lebay, Achdu Yuchesen, Shein Bozik, Koisi Revoye. So Timora Omer Abaye, Shema Mino, Kasus, David La'almud Yossi. I see from this that the Kos of David HaMelech, Le'usid Lovoy, you know how long, how big it's going to be? It's going to have a big brisker shear. What's the brisker shear? Says Timora De Ossi, Mosan, the Esrin, V'chad luga machzik. That cost of David HaMelech, Nish 120, 221 loigen it's going to be machzik. 221. Where do you get that from? 221. So if you march in it's in the Basi Koisi Revoya, Revoya Bigematria Hochi Hava. Let's look at the Gematria Revoya. The Reish is 200. The Vav is 6. Yud and K is another 15. 6 and 15 comes out to be roughly 21. And I got 200. It's 221. The cost of Divin HaMelech will be Koisi, will be full of Revoya, full of 211 Lugan. Wow, isn't that big? 221 Lugan. 221. So tomorrow, let's go back to you said Blaz Amadoi holds that just like by the Mabul was 15, this was 60. How can you compare? Hasim Marboy and Yoimin. In the case of the Mabul, you know why it got so high, 15 Amos, because it was pouring cats and dogs for 40 days straight. Oh, Hacha Chodeshata, the moon came down every day in 1 hour. And 1 hour is much, much less than 40 days. In fact, the Tois Yishonah makes a cheshbon that it's 1/960th, because in every day you have roughly 24 hours. And in 40 days you have 40 times 24. How much is 40 times 24? Comes out to be roughly 960. So therefore you're talking about 1/960th. So maybe the total amount of the month was 1/960th of the 15 amos of the Mabul. As they mach the cheshbin, the Tois Yishonah, but it's a simple arithmetic cheshbin. But continuing on, Hossam, now we also have Punkt Verkehrt.
The mon only fell for an hour?
I'm sorry?
The mon only fell
for an hour, every single day. Of course, every single day it fell. Right. But it didn't fall the whole day. It was only Baboyke and Lizboya. Every morning it fell an hour. And that was it.
We don't need a drasha for that one.
You don't need a drasha. And Hossam, now yet is Verkehrt. What's Verkehrt? Hossam Lekuli Alma. When the Mabul fell everywhere in the world. Not only in Eretz Yisrael, not only in Babel. Afilidon in America. Afilidon, we find these dinosaur bones which are 8 billion years old. Why are they 8 billion years old? They're only 4,000, 5,000 years old. But the Mabul went and changed their texture. So now it looks like and feels like as if it was billions of years old. But anyway, but getting back to Ar Gemura, so there the water fell in the ganze Welt, so when it falls in the whole world, it only fell down 15 Amis. Hachli Yisrael Lechudai, here the mon fell only for Klal Yisrael, and so therefore, the Nefesh Lutfei, Skon Zayna was much, much more than the 60 Amis. Why much more? Because it was over a much smaller area, and you had mon coming from Iberul, and all fell down in one area, so it could be it was much higher than the 60 Amis that you were saying. So the Gemara is saying is, you really don't have a clear raya al pi cheshbin. Your cheshbin of the 4 times 1, dalze aruba is a shvach cheshbin. Zorch yitzhe blozo meidoi, blozo meidoi, psicha psicha goma. You say, okay, forget about the math, just let's do it based on gezeira shava. What's a gezeira shava? Here it says in the posik, varuba is hashemayim niftochu, a loshin of psicha. And then it says over there, v'dalze shemayim pasach, a lashon of psicha. So one psicha to the other psicha, that it was proportion of 4 to 1. Therefore you have 15, here you have 60. 60 amos tall, but according to the Braise, it was much taller than that. Kol malchi mizrach marav, saw it from all over, they were able to see the man. This is the end of the Agadah to Rabbi Yisai. Back to halacha, but it's easy halacha, easy halacha. We had in our Mishnah that they're all together 5 or 6 inuyim. Why do I say 5 or 6? Because if we count up the Mishnah, Achila, and Shtiya, and Rechitza, and Sicha, and the Ilis HaSandal, and Tasha Shamita, the 6 all together. But the Gemara is going to say that Shtiya is Bechlal Achila. Otazoy, exactly. Why am I saying this? Because this will explain the Gemara. So the Gemara, Hani Chamishi Inuyim, can I give me? Where do you find these 5 Inuyim? Now the Gemara doesn't say Chamishi Inuyim Minolan. In other words, Minu Hanimili, where do you find them in the Torah? The Gemara says, Kenegin Mi. So the Mefoshim Megarai from this, that the other Inuyim, other than Achila Ashtia, are not Min HaTorah, they're Midrabanan. The question is, on what basis did the Rabbanan make this Asmachta? Why do they institute 5 Inuyim? You will see Mitchell.
The Torah says the concept of
Inui. The Torah said,
it's just Inui.
Exactly. And we know that Inui refers to Achila, because we learned the Gemara yesterday, it said in the Pasuk, Vayancha Vayarivecha. So in Inui, Yeshbeir Oven means from Achilu Shtir. The question is, how do I know that Inui also includes from washing, from smearing, from wearing shoes? That's what the Gemara is going to deal with in Yet Shem today. It's Nochemot. Hani Chamisha Inuyim Kenegi Mi. Why did the Chacham decide to institute these additional Inuyim? So Timor Amar Rav Chinza Kenegi Hei Inuyim Shabbatayr. Shteitach Finamul Inuyim Shabbatayr. Uvi Asar. Vi Ach Bi Asar. Shabbat Shabbosin. Vi Shabbat Shabbosin. Poysu Lechem. All of these five psukim, the Gemara doesn't quote the entire Pasuk, but if you had the entire Pasuk, you would see that each time it's in the Pasuk, either the Inisa Mesnaf Shiseichem, or to Te'anu Esnaf Shiseichem. In fact, if my good friend Uri allows me to, I'll borrow his Gemara just for a short moment, and we'll just take a quick look. You have the Yahatzis by us? You didn't have the Pasuk. You have the Pasuk in there? Oh, you're a lucky man. Mine doesn't have.
It doesn't have it.
This is of English. Oh, shite me in English. Anyway, each one of them, you have the Nisim, you have the... You do have it. Oh, Shekhaya! Oh, what would I do without you?
The big one.
This is, by the way, there's a mistake here.
Different versions
of it.
Some
do it. Thank you. Okay, so Yeshkoyach, with the help of Barry, stay here, I'll give you back the mark. If Asa L'Choydesh HaShvi Azeh V'Inisim Naf Shisechem is number one. Ach Bi Asa L'Choydesh HaShvi Azeh V'Inisim Naf Shisechem is number two. Shabbat Shabbat Hu L'Chem V'Inisim Naf Shisechem is number three. Shabbat Shabbat Lechem Inisim Naf Shisechem is number four. Voice Lechem Lechu Kasel Mechodesh Hashvi Ta'anu is Naf Shisechem is number five. Thank you very much, Barry.
You think they should say
five all together? Five Inuim state in the Torah. Is a bazai is Freiti Moriet Hani Chamisha Hazel Vanan Shita Tanan. I don't understand. You've brought me a raya from five separate psukim. Each pasuk says v'inisem or ta'anu. Banachitanan, but our Mishnah says that there were six and not that there were five. The Gemara is a grisa pella because the Gemara starts off hani chamisha. There are five of them. Bring me a raya for five. Says Rav Chizkiya, I have a raya for five. Yeah, Rav Chizkiya, will you give me five? It's shteitach six. But you asked me for five. Wait. So it's not my kasha. It's a top toises. So tamely, the Hacha Ka'omer Stamadashas, the Gemara brings Stam, Chamisham, there are five. Samach Parich Stamadashas, Vanan Shita, but there are six. Make up your mind! Start off that there are six. Instead of Chris will try to find six. There are five, he finds you five. But don't say, find me five, here's five. Nah, I need six. And then what you ask, what's going on? So this choice is that. I ain't Shabbat choice. It's a Santa Zach, right? I'm sure it bothers you. Toys is always ask kashas that bother people. Yeah, so we have to look at those. Yeah, okay, bother those that really learn it with a gishmak, with a tifka. If you just say ashrei, was up there? That's for homework. The Yishlom is for homework. Anyway, zokti moriyetz weiter. But even hashan not shdita. Not every marshdiya bechlal achilahi. Even though there's six in our mishnah, really there are only five because shdiya is a subset of achila, and therefore you only have five. How do I know shi b'chal achila? Yomer Shlokish, menam l'shi shi'akia b'chal achila shenema. V'yachalt v'nei Hashem l'kecha, ma'as adikon t'chodosh v'yitzerecha, t'irosh chamro v'korilei v'yachalt. The Torah jot that every single year, year one and year two, and year four and year five, if you're a farmer, and you grew tvua, first you have to give truma, and then you give maser reshine, and then you have to be mafresh maser shiny. What do you do with the maser shiny? Do you give the maser shiny to a koyin? No. Do you give it to a laivi? No. You eat it yourself. So what? But you got to take it to Yerushalayim to go and eat it. What happens if you live far away and you have to hire a whole U-Haul truck to take all the maser shiny? So you let it go and be paid it. Betenis Oslaiv. And then you take the money to Yerushalayim. What do you do with the money Yerushalayim? Can you go and buy a sefer Torah? Can you buy aliyahs? You gotta go and buy food. You take that money and use it for food. And what can you eat? Digoncha dogon means grain. What does tirosh mean? Tirosh means wine. Wine. Tirosh is wine. Yitzarecha means oil. So you gotta go and eat all of these things. The Freiti Mara, I understand that you eat grain after when you make it into cakes, when you make it into bread. But how do you go and eat wine? Tirosh chamru v'kari levi achalta is a haraya that shtia bechla lachil. It's a good haraya. Say more, what's the haraya?
Is it sicha bechla al shtia?
Sichon the two about that nomad base. Metchim on the nomad base. Freiti Mori, it's Vidilma de Achli Aidea Nigroin. Who said we're talking about that he drank the wine in a goblet? Maybe it's talking about that he added the wine to the meat.
To the food.
Personally, the people, the women, they go and make the pot roast to give more time. Some put in apple juice, some put in orange juice, some put in wine. Some machtemeh geschmack. So then when you eat it, are people saying, I'm eating wine now? I'm not eating wine. Wine is part of the stew. It's part of the roast or whatever you're cooking. What means anigrin? Yom Rabba Bar Shmuel. Anigrin is mayu de silka, achsigroin mayu de kulu shalki. There's a big difference between anigrin and achsigroin. Anigrin is a stew which its base is beets, like a borscht, mayi de silka. Achsigroin is a stew where its base is mayi de kulishalki, all different types of cooked vegetables, not just beets, but all types of other wonderful stuff as well. But lemaise, if you are cooking such a stew and you add some wine to it, you're eating. Did you ever go and somebody says, you're drinking soup or you're eating soup? Soup is a liquid, right? Most of us eat eat your soup. You don't say drink your soup. So you see that there are macholim which are liquidy, but you say eat. So therefore here to tirosh, you eat the wine, not by drinking a cup of wine, but the wine is part of a soup, part of a stew. So if I you don't have a rye that shtiyah is bechlal achilo. He probably had a hatsula call during the night. Elam ravacha bariyanka mehochas in posik. Benesata kesef, what were we just talking about? Becholah shita'a benafshecha, ba'bokor uvatoin, ba'yayin uvasheichar. You take the money and you use it for yayin and sheichar. Now, yayin we already said in Ishkarayah. Yayin could be ayidei anigrin that you put it into the stew. Amshtei to do sheichar. Sheichar is beer. It's Zokti Yimara, sheichar shtiyahu. You drink beer. Nu ay bezay, v'kai rachmani v'chalt. Maybe they added besides, maybe the guy didn't have any wine, so he put some beer into the achsigrin or the anigrin. It didn't taste so good. No, you just grin and beer it. What can you do? It doesn't taste so good. But the mice you put in the beer. Says him, no. Sheikh, you can't say that. Because Sheikh kosa midi de meshaker. So what size midi de meshaker? Jokt Rashi. Try it out. If you add beer to your foods, it's ein meshaker. See, look at Rashi, two lines in the bottom. Meat in the meshaker, then shikras derech achila. If you add the wine and you add the sheikhar to any one of your stews, even if you add wine to the chocolate chip cookies, you'll see it's not meshaker. It's not meshaker. Therefore, and here the Torah says that you buy with the mazasheni money, you go and eat sheikhar. Sheikhar muzach sign the shdi b'chal achila, because if you add sheikhar to food, it's not sheikhar anymore. It's says gunish. The Dilma, when it says Sheikha, maybe means Devela Ke'ilis. Devela means a pressed cake of figs, which comes from Ashtot called Ke'ila. And that pressed cake of figs was so delicious. Metaza aroma, that if you ate so much, you became disoriented. You got on a high. So not that your mamish get shikr, but you on a high after you. Oh, wow. I've
it's
never had
it. It's like
that's what the Gemara is going to tell us now. The sign you will learn in the price. Ochal, if you have a coin that eats dveila ki'ilis, vishasa, or he drinks dvash, honey, v'cholav, or milk. Obviously, we're talking about large quantities, and probably special milk. Not like our milk today, which is 90% water, especially the low-fat milk. They add water to it. Anyway, v'cholav, v'nichlis, the goes to v'smidich, and he does the avodah. He is chayiv. What is he chayiv on? Shtein pasik. Yayin b'sheicher al teisht. Don't go into the Beis Medish once you're shikr and do the avoida. So this person didn't drink wine. He didn't drink beer. All he did was he drank milk or he ate devela kilis. But if he is drunk, he's drunk, and therefore he's not allowed to do the avoida. How do I know that sheicher means a drink of beer? Maybe sheicher means a devela kilis, which is an achila. I don't have a rayishtiyah b'chlal achila. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you why. Eli Yalef Sheikha Sheikha Minazir. I have Exeter Shavit. Dozo Doch Legabe the Alocha of Masri Shaini. Venesata Kes Bechola Shetav Nafshecha Babok Batembe Yain Uva Sheikhar Shetach Sheikha. On Shetach Legabe Nozir, the Nozir is not allowed to go and drink Yain Vesheikhar Al Teisht. He's not allowed to drink yayin v'sheicher. Malalon yayin afkan yayin. We certainly know by a nozir that the isser of the nozir is not to drink wine. He is allowed to go and drink apple juice, orange juice, even beer, even whiskey. Even Johnny Walker, he could drink all types of mashke. Only wine he's not allowed to drink. Of course, he's not allowed to eat anovim. He's not allowed to drink grape juice. Okay. But the point is that just like the sheikher by Nozer means malalon, yayin, it means wine. I said yayin v'sheikher al teisht. Says Rashi, the difference between yayin v'sheikher, one is easy wine, and one is yayin, which is mashake. Which means, for instance, yayin yoshan. Or you could have port wine. Or you can have the difference between the easy wines that most of us use for Kiddush, the light wines, and those which are the heavy wines, the sauvignon, the parlay, morlay, the other fancy names, the other French terms. Anyway, so all of those things, those are the yayin which you drink a lot of, and you can become a bissel shikr. It's malon yayin, avkan yayin. So bottom line is, now I have my clear cut right. We started off, how do I know shtia bechlal achila? Because it says that v'nesata b'kesef, you take the money and use it to go and buy sheikhar. What does sheikhar mean? It means yayin. How do I know it means yayin? Gzeir shava minazir, shtia is bechlal achila. Good, shkoyach, I now know shtia bechlal achila. And therefore there are only five inuyim and not six altogether. But Frank Tiamara, I don't understand your original premise. You said that when it says in the pasuk that tiroishcha, that tiroish means wine, and it says v'yachalta, and therefore zaraya that wine v'yachalta you can eat wine. The Gemara had to say no. Maybe I'd be anigrein achsigrein. Frank Gemara for tiroish chamru. Tiroish is wine. V'tanyish in the brayz of pumfaket. Hanuyim in a tiroish. A person says, I swear I'm not going to eat tiroish. Aser bechal minay mesika. He's not allowed to take anything which is sweet. What means anything which is sweet? Rashi says he's not allowed to drink, for instance, he's not allowed to eat tapuchim, anovim, fresh fruit, as a gutte gishmaka apple, as a gutte gishmaka anovim, delicious grapes. Today he can't eat grapes anymore, so shalom, it flies, it bugs, ichweis. But anyway, but at one time at least one could eat them. It's also b'chol minim sikhe. You think I'm kidding? Yeah. Some of the kashrus organizations have sent out, you're not allowed to eat grapes unless you go and wash them and with soap. Without soap, and you're biting them, you have to go vish and vash.
Grapes.
Yeah, grapes. I'm telling you, you can zung in my Nashka Fifel the Vils, call up the OU, call up the OK, call up the CRC.
Give me strawberries, we'll give you strawberries, that's it.
Strawberries is a googie fella. They say today is even a problem with grapes. Anyway,
but it has to stop.
Grapes, however, are easier. There, if you wash them thoroughly and you smear no less, then you go and eat them. But stamazoi is a big problem. Anyway, let's get back to our Gemara. If you make a nedim and a tirish, but you're allowed to drink wine. Siddach mamish, hair raising. You told me that tirish means wine. It's if a person makes a neder not to eat tiroish, mutter b'yayin, he's allowed to drink wine. You just said tiroish means wine, and he made a neder in a tiroish. So the Gemara, before the Gemara answers, like a yid answers, he answers a kasha met a kasha. For lav chamru, you can tell me tiroish doesn't mean wine. Avad tiroish means wine. How do I know? Vaksish to v'nocha pusik. V'tiroish yinoyvei psulois. What does that mean? Tiroish means a person who drinks a lot of wine until he becomes shikr. Yinoyvei is a lashon of nivs vasoim, which means a person talks like a psula. What means like a psula? That he starts opening up. Which state in the Gemara states somewhere else that nichnas yayin yotzeh soy. Until the person drinks, he encloses it within his mind, conceals all types of secrets. Even the NSA can't get to it yet. However, once he starts drinking, oh, then all the secrets come out. So just like by a psula, then until now she was a psula, but now as a result of drinking, all of the secrets come out. Look at Rashi, third line from the top. Tirush yinoy besulais. Is it Rashi, third line from the top? Tirush yinoy besulais. Zeyayin toiv, shumashakris adam, legalois sisrei libay watumim kipsula.
Opens up the secrets.
Open up the secrets which are autumn, which are sealed, which are enclosed, which are concealed. Kipsula. Aha. So therefore, what do I see? That tirush means wine. Everything doesn't nishkarai. When it says tirosh, it means dover habom mina tirosh. You know the sulais. It means tirosh, like Mara said before, is also b'chol mina mesika. And Rashi said the mesika includes anovim. So when it says over here tirosh, it means not the wine. It means the dover, the produce, the offspring of the tirosh, which means grapes. So therefore, tira shenayv besulav means really the grapes, but not the grapes themselves. You can eat 1,000 grapes, that's not going to open up your mind to start telling secrets. But if you eat the produce, the product of the grapes, the rabbamina tirash, you know, besulav. Anyway, what the Gemara means to say is that the word tirash vaita does not mean wine. The tirosh of your yekev. And Rashi explains yekev means the large vat, which is part of the gas. Of the gas, exactly, but not the gas, the street, the gas, the press, where they used to go and press the wine. So there was a large vat where the wine or the grape juice used to accumulate, and that's the yek of Yefroitzu. Kadosh Baruch will give a bracha, and it's going to spread, it's going to sprout, it's going to be big. Is even the chvayt that tirosh is talking about wine, because they're not talking about the grapes, they're talking about the juice, about the wine. That the yekev will be full of the produce, the product of the grapes. But tirosh taka means grapes, it doesn't mean wine. Zenus, the yain, the tirosh, yikach leiv. That zenus is a byproduct of taking of the yain and the tirosh, yikach leiv, which makes the person's mind succumbs to the effect of the yain, the tirosh, and now the person becomes shikr. And the Gemara is assuming that the word tirosh again over here means wine, because if you eat tons and tons of grapes, you can get a big stomachache, but you don't get shikr. But if you drink wine, yikachleib, the person can become shikr. Is the chvaita raya tirosh means wine. So how did it say in the braisa, noidim et tirosh, mutzebe yain? So tomorrow the kuli alma vada tirosh chamru. There's no question about it when it says tirosh in the Torah. The definition is wine. You ask in every generation when people use the term tirosh, what do they mean? If I make a neidim min tirosh, I ask the person, what did you have in mind when you say tirosh? Well, you know what tirosh means. What does it mean? You know. No, what's you know? It means grapes. Maybe you meant wine. I would never call wine tirosh. Wine I call yayin. I never said tirosh. Tirosh means grapes. The Torah, tirosh means wine. You listen in every community, what's the sprach, what do they mean when they use the word nedar? And the word tirosh. Why the Torah give two different names to the same product? Yayin shemev yalol al oilam. Tirosh shekol mezgara boi nase rosh. What means yayin? That it brings yalola. Says Rashi, the word yayin is similar to what we say in Eicha and to what we say in the Kinnis on Tisha B'Av. Taniya v'aniya. Taniya v'aniya means that a person is nebuch moaning and groaning out of grief and out of tsar and out of anguish and out of pain about his circumstances. That's aniya v'taniya. Zuktuduoch, that the word yayin brought yalol al oilam. How does it bring yalol al oilam? Because as a result of a person becoming shikr, chas v'shalom, the person might come lidei niuf, lidei znus, that will bring puronis onto the world, and so therefore, that's what yayin comes from the lotion of ta'aniyah v'aniyah, that it brings anguish and pain and torture and suffering, all types of tzuras of tevat. So that's the makar of the word yayin. What's the makar of the word tirosh? Shekolam is garabai. Someone where the yayin overtakes him, nasa rush, he becomes rush. Rush means poor. So poor means either if he drinks too much, he becomes addicted to wine, he can lose all his money. Or poor can mean also in a spiritual sense, that he loses all of his morality in terms of the way he acts, because nebuch zashikr, we know how shikrim act and what they look like, becomes rush, he becomes like a poor homeless guy, nebuch a nobody. Rav Kahana Rami, Rav Kahana Kevek Tastira, Ksiv Tirosh, the Karinan Tirosh. In other words, the word Tirosh in the Torah is written sometimes without a vav. So you can read it Tirosh. Zocha Nasarosh. If you drink it in normal amounts, not in crazy amounts, then you can be Rosh. Because the Gemara is going to say shortly that Rava used to say about himself that when he would drink a little bit of wine, that would open up his mind, it would open up his heart, so that he should be able to be a deeper thinker and to understand and to analyze. Abyssal of wine is good. Too much wine, chas v'sholem, the person becomes shikr. So that's what Gemara is saying. Zocha, if he drinks it in normal amounts, nase roish. Roish is Rashi mifakeach libay b'chochma. The head now opens up and is open to new ideas and to new concepts and to new understanding and new analysis. Is roish. Lo yizocha, if he drinks too much, nase roish, he becomes a shikr, becomes a nobody. Rava Rami, Rava Gefreita Asira. Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, the Yayin Yisamach Levav Odom. Now, the question is, the word Yisamach doesn't say with a Samach, it says with a Sin. So you could read it, Yishamach. It doesn't say Odom. The Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. I'm sorry. Yayin Yisamach Levav Enosh. So now the question is, you could read it Yishamach. Is Zukti Mar Ksiv Yishamach, the Karinan Yisamach. Zocha Misamchoy. If you zoicha, in other words, you drink normal amounts of Misamchoy, it makes a person freilich, it makes a person happy. Leizocha, if you drink too much, Mishamamoy Chas Shalom, it could destroy a person and put a person down and make him a gans in Lishmoma of Gunish. Find it, Rava said about himself, Chamavarechni Pikchen. Chamra means wine, Rechni means smelling salts, like psalmim that you smell. Pikchen, they helped to make me smarter. So Pikchen says Rashi, Pikchuni, Asuuni Pikeach. They added to my brights, they opened up my mind so that I should be able to be much smarter by drinking normal quantities of wine and normal quantities of these smelling salts. Okay, so what have we established until now? Shtia is Bechlal Achila. That we know is an inoy. V'nisim es nafshi seichem. V'yancha v'yari vecha. Achila is an inoy. Shti is v'chlal achila. What about the others? So tomorrow, rachitza v'sichem and olen, how do I know they create inoy? So tomorrow, the Sivis says in the Pasik, lechem chamudus le'achalti uvas v'yayin le'ba elpi v'soich lo'isachti. Daniel says, this is a Pasik in Daniel, where Daniel is lamenting the situation. What was the situation? Koyrush, who was the melech of Paras, had originally given approval and permission to Klal Yisrael to build a Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, under political pressure, Koyrush changed his mind and he reneged. And he said, Klal Yisrael, don't build a Beis HaMikdash. Daniel was so upset, he fasted for 3 weeks. During those 3 weeks, he didn't eat lechem chamudas le'achalti, he didn't eat lechem chamudas, uvasav yayin le'ba'alpi, he didn't eat meat, he didn't drink wine, v'seich le'sachti, he didn't even shmir himself. We'll see in the Gemara, in a moment, is a raya that shmiring is also part of the tanis, also part of an inui. We're going to get back to that in a moment. But before we get to that, the Gemara wants to know, what is that lechem chamudas le'achalti? My lechem chamudas le'achalti, I'm refuted by the Shmur, by Shilas, I feel in the Hamad, the Chit, the Kaisa, loy achal. That part of his fasting was that he didn't eat Chit, the Kaisa. What is Chit, the Kaisa? Trashi, Chitim no'ois unikiois. In other words, bread made out of fine flour. I didn't eat bread made out of fine flour. For that matter, he didn't eat any bread, but in particular, fine flour bread he didn't eat as part of his tannis. It's Omer of Yehuda, but let's go back to our original question. How do I know that Sicha is called Inoy? The Chassidus says in the Pasuk. Afterwards, Gavriel called out to Daniel after Daniel fasted for 3 weeks. Vayomer elai, al tira Daniel. Daniel, don't be scared. Don't be afraid. From the first moment that you decided to go and be misana, to fast before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lashon Inoy, Nishmu B'Dvarecha, your words were heard, and as a result, I, Gavriel, came down as a result of your words. The Gemara is going to ask later, what does that mean, that I came? We'll see that shortly. But what do I see so far? I see that what Daniel did is called lihis anis lafnei alekecha, and that's including the sicha. Was the raya? Maybe lisanis is referring to the fact that he didn't eat lechem. He didn't eat basar v'yayin. Who says that the inoy is referring to the sicha? And that's the bottom toisis. It looks like a very short toisis because the tois only has a dibra maschel. It's in the last line. Uminon the chashiv alei inoy dechsev al tira Daniel. So toisis. Now we go to the omer aleph. The ein lahak shoyz. That's not considered an inoy. Because if he's not going to eat lechem chamudas, but he's going to eat other lechem, or he's not going to take yayin v'sheich or yayin basar, eats other things, that's called inoy. Inoy means any type of not eating and not drinking. So therefore, it must be that it's going on the sicha. Anyway, ayin shebetoisis, we have a raya that sicha is called inoy. From Daniel, that he said, Soch le'sachti, and the Pasuk says, you are being mis'ana lefnei alekech. Zayegit. Ashchon sicha. Now we know sicha. Rechitza minula, and how do I know rechitza is also an inoy? Amrav zutub, reitub, reitubia, amakrot, in the Pasuk. Batove kamayim bekirboi, ucheshemen beatz moisav. So the Torah is makish, mayim bekirboi, to shemen bi'atzmoisev. Shemen, of course, is talking about smearing on the bones, smearing on your flesh, on your skin. Mayim bekirba, the Gemara assumes, means rechitza. Bekirba, you go into the shower, you go into the bath, and you take the mayim, oh! And therefore a shower or a bath is just like shemen, a sicha is an inoy, in other words, it's a tanug. Refraining from that is an inoy, refraining from rechitza is also an inoy. Frey Timar, what's the right? I'm a kishtia. After all, it says the Tavik Kaman Bekirbai, it makes more sense to say, not that you went into a bath, but the mayim came into you, right, that you drank the water. And so therefore, maybe the pasuk is telling you that drinking water and smearing shemen are the same. But how do you know rechitza? Tomorrow, do me the shemen. Since we're making hekesh shemen, my shemen avroi, just like a person doesn't drink shemen, except for castor oil, but normally shemen, you put batzmoyitzev, you smear yourself. Af mayim avroi, it's talking about rechitza from the outside.
The shemen we had on Ralph wasn't consumed.
We're not finished yet. Frank Tamar Vatana Ibra Konosiv Lo. The Tana brings the Harayev Pungfa Ket. In other words, the Tana learns this Pasuk just the opposite. Did not. State to the Mishnah. Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtia b'yayim ha-kippurim. How do I know that sicha is like shtia? Meaning, until now, from this pasuk, "Vatovik kamayim bekibek shem atzmoisav," I knew that sicha is an inoy from Daniel. That's how I knew sicha. And now I'm trying to learn mayim from shemen, meaning rechitza from sicha. Says, "No, no, 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 no. Punkt faket. I'm going to learn shemen now from mayim. That just like mayim is an inoy, you're not allowed to drink water on Yom Kippur. You're also not allowed to smear. Minayin l'sicha shehi kishtia b'yom kippurim. Av b'shein ra'ayi l'davar, even though it doesn't say b'feirish. Zeich l'davar shenemar. V'tovi k'mayim b'kibur k'shem atzmoisav. Just like you're not allowed to take mayim b'kibur, you're not allowed to drink. You're not allowed to go and smear with shemen. So punkt faket. Not that you're learning rechitza from sicha. This is the marker how I know sicha from shtia. El Omravashi, Rachitz Meguvin de Kroshimilei, Techsid Vesoich Loi Sachti. Going back to Daniel. Why did Daniel say that for these 3 weeks, I didn't eat, I didn't drink, and I didn't shmir? Vesoich Loi Sachti. It could have simply said, Loi Sachti. What's the Vesoich Loi Sachti? Zokti Mara, the extra Vesoich comes to me, Marba Rachitza. Number one, I didn't do Rachitza. Number two, I didn't do Sicha. Ah, so bottom line is, how do I know that rechitza is asur? The Gemara wanted to say from Vatovi Kamayim Bekirboy. The Gemara fell away from that because Vedat Tavimayim Kabir Kirboy is not talking about rechitza, it's talking about shtia. And if anything, that teaches you that sicha is bechal shtia or like shtia. So how do I know rechitza? So Gemara from the soich leisach to the extra word ve soich comes to tell you not only sicha is asur or inoy, also rechitza is an inoy. Now at the end of that pasuk of Daniel, it says in the pasuk that Gavriel said to Daniel, as a result of your fasting, Vani Basi B'Dvarecha, I am returning with your Dvar. Frank Tiyamara, my Vani Basi B'Dvarecha. Now we're not going to finish this because this goes into deep into the Amud Aleph. We're just going to finish off the Amud. Hayinu Dechsiv, it says in the pasuk, V'Shivim Ish Miziklin Beis Yisrael, V'Yadniyoyu Ben Shofan Oymid B'Soicham, Oymdim Lefneyem, V'Ish Maktar Tibiyodei, V'Asar Ananak Toiris Oyle. This is talking about Rachmona Litzlan, at a certain time in the Beis Hamikdash time, that there was a group of Klal Yisrael, when Nebuch were Oyvdei Avodah Zarah. And one of the leaders was this Yazniyahu ben Shafan. And what were they doing in the Beis Hamikdash? Each one was holding on to their Maktoiris Biyodai. That means their fire pan in which they're going to bring Ketoiris. Vasaranan Ketoiris Oilan. In fact, they had incense coming up from their fire pans in the Beis Hamikdash. L'shem Avodah Zarah. So now a heavenly hand came and picked me up by the payas. This is Yecheskel, by the way, speaking. And now says Yecheskel, I was picked up and it was took me. The ruach came, the winds came and blew me from Chutzlar to Eretz Yisrael. Hapoinet Safoina. And therefore I came into the Beis Hamikdash through that Pesach Shapanimius. Ashisham Moishev Sevel Semel Hakina Hamakna. What's Kina Hamakna? The fact that they went and did the Avodah Zarah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is Makana, Vihobi Oisil Chatzar Beis Hashem, etc., etc. Anyway, we're going to end for eventually what is this Gavriel Bani Basim B'Tvaracha, Mechem to be continued to tomorrow.